Hello, good morning. You're tuned into CNBC TV 18 podcast. I am Anisha Jain. Well, for the Indian markets, it seems like we are in the grip of the bears because we have been selling off for the last 7 sessions. In fact, the Nifty has lost over 450 points in the last 9 sessions and yesterday broke below the 11,300 mark and ended at a 2-month low. In fact, we have already fallen below the 50-day moving average and the next port of call in terms of the support level can be the 100-day moving average of around 11,118. The Bank Nifty 2 has been under pressure. That one has lost over 1,100 points in the last 9 sessions. But what are the reasons for this sell-off? Well, I think first up, it's the global setup that is causing this weakness. We have the trade tussle between US and China, wherein on one hand, we have the Chinese Vice Premier in Washington and talks are underway as we speak. And US President Donald Trump has said that he has received a letter from Chinese Premier and they are going to talk about the trade negotiations. But on the flip side, we have the impending higher tariffs looming large on the $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. So there has always been one step forward and two step back for these trade negotiations. So let's see how this one ends and whether these higher tariffs are really implemented or not. Other than that, and more importantly, I think it is the domestic cues in terms of the weak earnings as well as the consumption slowdown that we have been seeing, and that is resulting in this broader weakness. The Asian Paints stock, for example, fell 2% yesterday after the numbers disappointed. We have had other disappointments in terms of GCPL, Kansai Nerolac, Dabur, as well as the Polo Tires from the auto space has indicated slow growth. Other than that, the reason why we saw an uptrend in the month of April was perhaps because of the FII inflows, and that has reversed now. So over the last 5 sessions, the FIIs have sold over 3,350 crores, and yesterday itself, the FII sold 650 crores in the cash equity market. We also have the election uncertainty to deal with. We'll get the verdict only on 23rd May. And separately, the heavyweights have been coming under pressure. So if you look at Reliance, that one is 12% off its recent peaks of 1417 that we saw on 3rd May itself. So there has been weakness in these heavyweights. And other than that, we have had losers this week in terms of Zee, Tata Motors, Asian Paints, HDFC, as well as ICICI Bank. Well, Asia's this morning is largely positive. Remember yesterday we saw deep cuts of around 3% on KOSPI, over 2.5% on Hang Seng, and it is recovering today. And as we speak, SGX Nifty is suggesting an uptick of around 40 points to kickstart trade. So let's see how that one progresses. But in terms of stocks that you need to keep an eye out on, HCL Tech should be on your radar because the revenue performance was strong, the revenue guidance of 14 to 16% for FY20 is strong, but on the flip side, the margins are a tad bit weak and the margin guidance has also been cut. Separately, on the flip side, Voltas has reported a very disappointing set of numbers with no revenue growth, revenue decline in the AC business, as well as a big margin cut. Other than that, Dalmia Bharat has reported good numbers. Kalpataru also reported decent set of numbers. For MGL, we have had a margin miss and that's a disappointment. Other than that, we have big results today in terms of SBI, L&T, Aisha Motors, etc. So we'll keep an eye out on that. And lastly, Reliance in Brands has bought the British toy retailer Hamleys. So that is something also that we are keeping on our radar. So a lot of cues really to track today. Crude has also inched higher. We'll keep a track of all of that later in the day as well.